Well, it's disappointing. Again, the turnovers didn't change. We turned the ball over five times, and you're not going to win in the National Football League when you do that, unless, of course, they turn it over somewhere in that vicinity too, and then, you know, then the game can go either way. But that wasn't the case. There's a lot of good things, though, which encourage, you know, especially defensively. We played better than we've played in the last couple weeks. Not that it was near what we expect, but it was much better. So, you know, on a relative basis. And I thought that the two corners, the young kids, battled hard, which is good to see. But at the end of the day, all that is for naught because, you know, we turned the ball over five times. And like I said, it's going to be very difficult to win in this league doing that.
It's also hard to win when you get inside the red zone, inside a 10-yard line, can't score at all twice, and you have a busted play like you did on defense. How much do those factors play into this as well?
Well, since the scoreboard, you know, you got to score touchdowns, and that gives you the bigger number, seven, it certainly plays into it in a big way. And I know that wasn't a rhetorical question. So I think what it boils down to is we've been, I think we were one or two in the National Football League in red zone offense. And then all of a sudden it disappears yesterday. Did we forget to how to coach? Did they forget to play? I don't think. Just didn't happen for us. Certainly that has an impact on the game. There's no doubt about it. It's about scoring points and keeping the other team out of the end zone. The one play that you mentioned defensively, the busted play, I chalk it up to a beginner's mistake, you know. But they all have an impact in the game.
About game day management, Greg, at the NFL level, and how do you think you've handled it, those tense situations where you might need a timeout, a challenge, a little game day management type of thing?
Well, there are some differences. I mean, you know, from where I coached the last 11 years as a head coach, but I am grateful for having done it for 11 years because I think people are kidding themselves. If you've never had to make the decision, you're kidding yourself. You think, oh, when I get there, I'll be fine. I mean, you learn as you go through it. And the 11 years, you know, it's still – whatever stage you're involved in, if you're coaching, you know, the South Tampa Pop Warner, when you have to make the call on fourth down to go for it or punt, that's a challenging decision when you hold the game in your hands with that decision. But I'm very comfortable. That's one thing that I personally and we as a staff, certain members of the staff, spend – a ton of time on in season and out of season. The challenge part's different, you know, being able to challenge and has been seen across the league. Even experienced people make mistakes in the challenge. Even officials make mistakes in what can be challenged and what can't be challenged. So certainly it's not a perfect science, but we'll continue to get better at it. You know, I feel good, though. I feel like we're in a position where we kind of have a philosophy. It may differ with other people's philosophy. You know, what we haven't had a lot of this year is two-point situations that have come up early in the games. I won't tell you what our philosophy is, but, you know, everybody has a different thing. As long as you've studied it and formulated educated opinions on things and you feel strongly about it, then there's no looking back. You go do it. Usually 50% will agree and 50% will disagree unless it's a clear-cut no-brainer. But long answer to your question, I think that part is something that I really enjoy. And I think our football team is umpteen times more football smart now than they were 5 months ago. Still not where we need to be by any means, but eventually that's going to be something that we clearly recognize as a Buccaneer advantage.
Eric Wright is eligible to come back from his suspension. Is he back, and do you anticipate him playing in this final game?
He is back. Can't tell you right now without getting on the field and seeing where he is and, you know, formulating a plan and all those things.
He's in shape.
I think he'll be in shape, yeah. I just got to see what I think is the best thing for our football team, which I'm not sure of right now.
E.J. Biggers and Jeremy Zutuck come out of that game?
Both had injuries.
injuries.
Both had injuries. Going to have to wait and see on both of them. You know, I think they're going to be able to play, but I you know, it's early yet to make that call. I hope, hopefully it's not wishful thinking. I hope they can both play. You know, and then with Eric, we'll see if he can or can't, you know. I don't think conditioning will be the issue, but football shape and being in good cardio and change of direction shape, those are a little different. So we'll see.
A lot was made about what a great week of practice. And I know coaches, you've said this before, and coaches I talked to, if you think you know how your team's going to play based on practice, you're probably not always going to hit that one 100%. But you do practice your team hard. You gave them the day off. They practiced hard all week. And yet Michael Bennett made some comment about how, you know what, it's great if you practice great, but it's really about having that edge on Sunday. Do you look at will you look at how you practice? Is there only one way to do it? Do you think that these guys are can you leave something for Sunday on the field on Wednesday and Thursday that you need?
No doubt you can. Yeah, that's my job to make sure we don't. Certainly if you look at this week's practice, there's zero chance that we left it on. I mean, we didn't even put pads on. So, I mean, we went the fewest plays that you can go. I shouldn't say that. You could not practice if you want. That's not going to happen. But we went a very minimal number of plays. But to be frank with you, a lot of the things that we did really well in practice, we actually went out and did really well in the game. Some of the things that we didn't do so well in practice bit us right in the rear end and was contributing factor to some of those turnovers. So, you know, you don't always play like you practice, you know, the old adage. But this week, I think it pretty much held kind of consistent. And Mike's comment about Sunday is 100% right. The level of your organization, not just the players, the coaches, the ball boys, the trainers, the equipment managers, the whole level of the organization has to rise on game day. And that's my job. As the leader, you got to make sure that thing goes like that on game day. And when you lose, you look at every single aspect of that. And, you know, every Tuesday I have a meeting with administration on things that have nothing to do with blocking, tackling, catching, throwing, but about how we move the buses and all that's, you know, because we want to be efficient and all those things. So I think you never stop examining, even when you're winning. You know, it's easy when you're winning not to examine, say, we got it. You never have it. The minute you think you have it is when you have it, all right.
Expanding on what you just mentioned about, you said there were some of the things you didn't do well in practice last week showed up in the game and even led to some of those turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Go into detail on some of that as much as you can. What didn't you do well in practice, and what led to the? What were you talking about specifically that led to some of those turnovers yesterday?
Well, anytime you turn the ball over, it's one of two reasons, right? It's decision making, how you see things, or you're carrying the ball less than securely. And I'll leave it at that. In that, we did some things in practice that weren't what we wanted to see, and then it came out in the game. And the thing I don't want to go into details, because regardless of if Atlanta's clinched or not or blah, 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 I don't want to ever give anybody a competitive advantage on us. And I know I watch other coaches, so I'll just leave it at the general.
Was it Josh Freeman decision-making?
No. You know, certainly some of it. I mean, he touches the ball every play. But it was coaching. It was playing. You know, when I evaluate all of us, and starting with me.
In terms of Josh, you know, you said yesterday that when he makes these throws, everybody, it's great, and when he doesn't, then maybe he's staring down a receiver somewhere in between. But in terms of, like, part of the quarterback's job is to understand your opponent and the bigger picture, you know what I mean, of the game itself, who you're playing, how your team is playing on defense, all those things. Do you think Josh or any quarterback can be guilty, or he was yesterday, of maybe – trying to force things a little bit? And I don't mean just the interceptions, but in terms of, you know, sometimes punting's a good thing. You know, I know he took some sacks yesterday, which was protecting the ball. Did you sense any kind of, like, you know, him speeding up at times when he probably should slow down, or, you know, game management aspect of it?
There's a lot of things in that question.
Well, I'm trying to narrow it down to, you know, he threw four interceptions. He comes out and he wants to make stuff happen. You have a nice first drive, but then it's almost like, you know, it's a long game. They got their pick six. You know, do you feel like he's pressing,
trying to push things a little bit at times rather than.
I don't feel like he's pressing. I do think that he's an aggressive football player who wants to, you know, he's got skills and he wants to use them. As I said yesterday, it is such a fine line between being a great play and pressing, a great play and forcing, a great play. And you don't ever want to get your quarterback afraid, you know, I'm gonna put in that window, right? I'm going to do that. Because then all of a sudden, now all of a sudden you're a dud. You know, we don't want that. I don't ever want to take that out of a player. The game management, I think, comes with experience. And I don't mean – I mean knowing how the whole game's going. You know, we can talk through it and say, okay, look, hey, we're playing good defense here. Let's make sure. But, you know, you practice dropping back and seeing the coverage and throwing the ball. And, you know, that takes a lot of experience to know. That one's a close one. It's a tight game. I need it. I'm going to take it. You know what? We're doing a great job. Let's not take that one. That may sound easy, but it's not easy. It's sitting there on a platter for you, and you have the skill to do it. So, but I don't think that Josh is deficient in that in any way. I just don't think he hasn't had enough years and reps to be really, really great at it yet. And you look at any quarterback who's in that phase right now where he is, you know, in that 50-game type area, that's where they start to really get it. It's been my experience. Now, in college, you only have him for 4 years, but if you have a four-year starter, usually that end of his junior year, beginning of his senior, they really start to get that, you know. And Josh is getting it. I mean, he is. You can see him getting, you know, he's got such a better understanding of the whole game. And I think, as I've said many times, over a long period of time, will get it all of a sudden, and you'll think, oh, boy, that was good. But it takes all those repetitions and all those opportunities because situations are so unique, you know, and pretty soon even a quarterback begins to formulate his own philosophy, his own kind of how he feels it happening in the game. So that's a kind of a deep answer, but I don't think it's a simple question. I think it's a really complicated question. I do, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and I think it's, again, it'd be easy for me to say, yeah, I think he's pressing. That's why he threw four interceptions. But I don't. You know, I think that it's such a fine line. You know, I look at the – and I say, that one I wish we didn't throw. That one, I'm good with him throwing it. You know what I mean? If they pick it off, let's get him on the ground and we'll go play defense. And, you know, because if he doesn't throw that one, then you never get to see that one. And to me, that's a fine line you walk. The ones that you sit there and say, you know, we all know those ones, then those you don't throw. You know, so.
Greg, is one of the things that's nagging you the most right now is that a poor finish maybe could obscure and undermine some of the positives that you guys have done this year, at least in the fans' mind. Is that one of the things that's nagging you right now?
That's not nagging me. I care about what the fans feel and think because it's important. I know that's how we exist, is our fans. What's eating me right now is that we're close, but close isn't what we're here for, you know, and we got to get where we start getting the five or six plays, right, that determine a game on each side of the ball. You know, right now we're coming up 2-4, right, and 3-3 you got a chance to win, but 2-4 you're not going to win, and especially if you do it on both sides. Now, that's where we've kind of been here the last 5 weeks, you know, with the exception of and early on, it was that way in New Orleans. But then after a while, that's not true. But all the other games, and this one included. And that's what eats me because I know that these guys can do it. You know, look, there's been a lot of things that have happened over the course of this year that some of the guys aren't here that we started with, all that stuff. But that doesn't matter. Again, we had opportunities to do it, and we didn't coach well enough and we didn't play well enough to be on the positive side, and that's what eats me. Now, maybe after the year when I look back on it and say, oh, man, we really had great momentum and it sputtered out, but while you're in the hunt, you're in the fight, you got to just focus on we got to get it corrected. And then, you know, the retrospective or the, you know, that looking back, that'll be for a week, two from now. Thanks, guys.
Have a great Christmas.